At a Favrengen, the Rebbe spoke about the importance of Kviyas Itim for learning a lot of Torah and the great influence the Akeras Abayis has in this matter. The Rebbe continued to relate how the Fidike Rebbe once spoke to a businessman about Kviyas Itim La Torah. The man responded that he has no head for learning. The Fidike Rebbe turned to him and said, "If I would tell you that you have no head in business, then you would get angry and slam the door and not want to talk to me. But when it comes to learning Torah, you yourself tell me without busha that you're not shyach to learning." The Gemara Masecht Taina says, from Chamisha Asar Ba'av and on, the koyach of the sun is weaker. One who adds nights onto the days to be Isaac in Torah will add life unto his life. One who does not add to an Esek HaTorah in the night time will chas v'shalom pass away before his time. The Mashpia Reb Shmuel Greinim Esteman related, the Chassid Reb Avraham of Zhembin was a big seicher. He would send rafts of wood to Danzig, Germany, and from this he had Parnassa. Once, he sent rafts 60,000 ruble in value, and they all drowned. In addition to losing all his money, he was now in big debt. This would disturb him from concentrating in Limud HaTorah. He decided not to think about his worries during learning. Rather, he would set aside a special time for this. He would close his sefer for a little while and think about the chavis that landed on him. Then he would conclude by telling himself, "For what purpose am I thinking about it? I have no money left anyway. All my assets I sold. So what is there to think about?" And then he would open his sefer and continue learning. The Rebbe Reb Avrengen explained how while learning Torah, one must be fully involved as if nothing else exists. Torah is his entire occupation. When the phone rings, he doesn't answer it. Because while learning, it's like Shabbos, which then one is above the mundane world and doesn't chas v'shalom get disturbed by it. Even when others come to talk to him about good things, he tells them respectfully, with Dvarim Hayetzim and Alev, that now he's learning Torah. He is a shtick Torah. They are speaking with Torah, and Torah is learning Torah. Then, not only will he not be disturbed from learning Torah, on the contrary, they will do anything to fill his desire to learn in a way of Torah Sayum Nasei. Chazal tell us, what is the schus of the Nashim? Their tircha to bring their sons to shul to learn Torah with their Rebbe, and they await their husbands and give them reshus to go and learn Torah in another city. The Rebbe Rashab said that he heard the following story while traveling through the city of Preshburg. Once, the two great Gaonim, Rebbe Akiva Eger and the Chassam Sefer, sat together in a complicated din Torah concerning dividing a Yerusha amongst brothers who were known Gvirim. After a few days, they reached the Psak Din. Afterwards, a Suda was held. During the meal, the Chassam Sefer told Rebbe Akiva Eger that he became an Alman Lo Yaleinu. And even though he's not so young, he would remarry if a Shidduch Hagan, a proper Shidduch, is proposed. Immediately, Rebbe Akiva Eger was Matzia, his youngest daughter, and right there, the Kabbalah's Kinyan was made. A few weeks went by, and the Chassam Sefer received a letter from Rebbe Akiva Eger notifying him that he can come to the Chasana. After the Chasana, the Chassam Sefer returned with his Rebbetzin to Preshburg. Unfortunately, after a short while, she passed away. They did not notify her father, Rebbe Akiva Eger, in order not to be mitzayed him. 3 years went by, and Rebbe Akiva Eger sent a letter saying that he intends to come to Preshburg to visit his daughter. The Chassam Sefer was in a quandary of what to do. Should he tell his shver so he doesn't travel in vain? He took etzer from three rabbanim, and they advised him not to tell. But they should put another woman in her place, relying on the tzitzkus of Rabbi Akiva Eiger that he won't ask to see his daughter's face. When Rabbi Akiva Eiger arrived to Pressburg, he entered the Chassam Sofer's house, and the two opened a Torah discussion, which lasted for 3 days, their mouths not stopping from speaking Torah. When it came time to leave, Rabbi Akiva Eiger went onto his wagon and called out, "Sarka, my daughter, how are you?" "Baruch Hashem," responded that woman. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger went home, L'chaim u'l'shalom. The Melamed in the Alter Rebbe's home related the following incident. Once, the Mittel Rebbe traveled to Shklov and spent a few days there. It bothered him a lot from the Bittel Torah, and he traveled home in a hurry, until one horse died on the way. He completely ignored it and instructed the wagon driver to chase the horses as much as possible. Despite the very cold weather, he didn't want to stop at any inn to warm himself. The wagon driver also said he hadn't eaten anything a whole day besides for a cup of coffee. He arrived home at the beginning of the night. As soon as he came, he didn't even bother taking off his coat, but ran quickly with great love and took his Gemara and learned while standing an entire night without stopping for a second. In the morning, they had to make him aware that it's come time to daven. The above-mentioned Malama described that he saw when the Mittel Rebbe took the Gemara, all his limbs were shaking, and a strong love was seen on his holy face, much more than a father who didn't see his only very beloved son for 20 years. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Parshas Ekev, V'limadetem oisam es b'neichem l'daber b'om. As Rashi explains, that this refers to one teaching his son Torah. As soon as he can speak, teach him Torah tziva lanu Moshe, so that this will be what he is accustomed to speak. May we be zeicha to hear Torah chadasha from Mashiach Tzidkenu right now. Hatzlacha Rabba. The phone line will Amir Tashem be updated on Monday, Chaf Menachem Av.